It's time for another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. And as we kick off a brand new week, joining us first up, we have Senator David Hinkins. And as always, Mr. Hinkins, it's a pleasure to get you on and talk with you. Thank you for the time today.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you a lot.
Definitely, definitely. Now that we're into week number two, you and I were talking a bit off air, and you mentioned that up to this point, things have gone really, really well, a week into the legislative process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus everything's so far been pretty civil. There's, of course, the controversial bills will start showing up a little bit later in the session. Most of the things that's gone through so far have been bills that have been worked through all summer long, and so a lot of the frustrations and stuff's been taken care of through the summer, and so these bills are just some that had already had hearings, and so right now we're doing our standing committee hearings on some of the bills and stuff that are being heard, so getting to be a little bit more controversial.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, though, right?
No. That's exactly, you want to, that's what they have committee hearings for, is to sift the bills that are, nonsense bills, and everybody's got different opinions, and some things, you're taking money from rural Utah, giving it to urban, and so, you got to fight for what's in our best interests as well, and they're trying to do the same for their interests, and so it's kind of a tug-of-war between that. Of course, we're outnumbered a lot, so we have to fight a lot harder when you come from rural Utah than if you live in the urban Salt Lake City.
Sure.
You're outnumbered by quite a bit.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that you're hopeful are going to get done. First off, you mentioned social workers for Carbon and Emery County in regards to drug addiction.
Representative Paul Ray from up around the Ogden area, he's been helping us on this opioid epidemic. He's actually trying to help us get, and he's been working with Representative Watkins and Albrecht, as well as myself, to try to get to workers down here permanently assigned to Carbon Emery County for, to help with drug addiction. And so that would be a great asset to our area to try to help to get those that's addicted and stuff to get some help.
Also, you mentioned to me a report on the cost of the Brian Head fire of last summer, which was pretty astronomical.
Oh, yeah. In our appropriations meeting yesterday, we had the Division of State Forestry come and give a presentation, and it was a $38 million just for the suppression only. It made it the most expensive fire in Utah's history. It was even bigger than the Milford fire a few years back and the Huntington fire as well. So the $38 million, and our cost to the state is going to be about $20 million for our share of the suppression costs, but then also to go back in to do reseeding and some restoration of the soils and stuff like that to try to get the back. So, because it's the water for Panguitch, the city of Panguitch, has been pretty much devastated, similar to the Huntington Canyon fire, and we know how devastating that is on our community for the areas when this happens. And then a lot of the things they were talking about is how we can do a cost share agreement with the U.S. Forest Service and the BLM. Our cost will be about $11.6 million to go out and kind of do some preventative work. It's a lot cheaper to do preventative work, to go in and do some areas to cut fire breaks and to put in plants that are more fire resistant and to harvest some of the timber that's been out there. So we're really working hard to try to get our federal partners to come in and help us to do that. And like I said, our share will be $11.5 million, and I'm not sure what the federal part would be. I guess but it could be probably 2 to 3 times that amount, because it's apportionate to the amount of property ownership, and of course they own 66% of our state, so it pays a little bit extra.
And you also mentioned the possibility of carbon fiber technology improving and picking up some federal dollars in that regard as well.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be running a request for funding, a $500,000 request. We were granted, the Utah coal to fiber grant was $1.6 million. We was able to get that, the University of Utah, a couple years ago. And, of course, we're working on that technology, trying to get that down into the Carbon Emery area. It would take our coal and to repurpose it to other things, coal to liquids, where there's already a process of that going in hopefully soon in Carbon County, but we also have this call to coal to fiber, coal to hydrogen, but the grant that I'm working on right now is the coal to fiber. The carbon fiber is going to have a lot of uses. They talk about cars, airplanes, a lot of things. It's going to be used for very strong and stronger than steel or aluminum, and talking about using it in vehicles and stuff. And talk is that if Ford would do that just with their pickup alone, with their pickups, truck division, that it would actually take up all the carbon fiber that's available in the United States. If we could get, you know, all the other motor companies, General Motors or whatever, to start using there's going to be a great need for it. And so hopefully we're going to be the center for coal to fiber process. I know that the Oak Ridge National Laboratory is doing a lot of that back in Tennessee as well as in Kentucky. And so hopefully we can get our share of it here in Utah.
Definitely a lot of stuff brewing, and it's still early in the process, so that's a great thing.
A lot going on still. We're starting to have our committee hearings on hearing the bills. Like I said, our appropriations are going heavy right now. Every morning we have appropriations to try to get our budget. That's the most important thing that we do in the legislature, is try to get the budget. You know, we're looking at things that we could cut back on right now, and recommendations from our committee chairs to we'll go to executive appropriations of some of the cuts that we're able to see, and then repurpose that money, or to try to to put it to better uses than what it has been. So that's what our committees does, is look at things that we could do, cost savings.
Well, Senator Hinkins, it's always a pleasure to get you on the air and get an update from what's happening during this legislature. Thank you very much for the time, and I know we'll talk again next week.
You bet. Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. That's another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Now that Christmas has come and gone, are you left with several high-rate credit card bills due in January? At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, they have a great low-rate alternative to all those high-interest rate cards. You can roll over several balances to either their Premier or Extra Awards Visa card and extend your payment due date an extra month. There are no annual fees, and for a limited time, you can earn 1 point for every dollar you transfer or have your balance transfer fee waived. You can spend the points you earn for gift cards, hotel stays, or cash in your pocket. They're easy to earn and even easier to use. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on us to help you start this new year off right.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.
Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Depend on us.